Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Good to be with you. Rockets win. We'll get back to them at the top of the hour. Saw a graphic.
Feel disgusted about the conversation you and I were having off air.
What about, like, oh, yeah.
Like a couple of 17-year-olds talking about how to
get our social media following up. Media. I know.
Yeah. I feel so dirty. Man, it's like the first time I bought a ring light. Dude, I'm like, oh, what has my life become?
I don't know. There's gold in them there hills, you know? Just saying. Yeah. Just saying. I saw this graphic yesterday, and I have no idea who the tier maker graphic, where they put things into tier. You just know I love tiers, T-I-E-R-S.
Yeah.
But I thought the gist of this was very interesting. They took the AFC South and took all four teams and went by position group and put them into tiers, you know, first, second, third, and fourth best groups at each of those positions. And I just, looking at this visually, there's five groups on offense and five groups on defense.
Yeah.
And this graphic gets me both excited and nervous. The nervous one is the only group, position group, where the Texans are not top two in the division. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, it is a somewhat dilapidated division.
It's what the matter is, where a large portion of your schedule comes from.
That's
yes.
Right. No, this is why. But the one nervous thing, and I'll get to the really exciting part in a second, the one nervous thing, fourth best offensive line room in the division. Still, even after the draft, which makes sense. They only drafted one guy. It's a second-round rookie. You don't expect him to all of a sudden shoot them up to second or anything like that.
Yeah,
they probably were the worst offensive line in this division last year. They were really bad. So still though, fourth in this division offensive line. Like, what's the? I don't know. Like, is that off base right now, Seth?
No. I don't think it's off base at all. Especially if you plug in, you know, if they're going by PFF scores or what have you, the interior offensive line right now is not a group of stalwarts. Depending on where you put Titus Howard, it's not like Titus didn't have his best year either. Mm. And it was promising, some of the stuff he showed when he was at left guard, but you didn't get the best version of Titus Howard. Laremy Tunsil is gone. I think Cam Robinson's the one guy that I feel like I need to take up for Cam Robinson, in that a lot of people are judging him based on the half season he spent in Minnesota. And it wasn't his best football. But by and large, he's been a steady and consistent left offensive tackle for the Jaguars. He goes to a new environment, new offense, new scheme, and he didn't play as well. And people are acting like that's the stone-cold version of Cam Robinson. I think that's where people are a little bit too critical of them. But by and large, yeah, you've got a lot of unknowns on the offensive line right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. If you had an offseason for stuff like this, where it's just people rating it based on the eye test and names and things like that, if you had an offseason like the Bears did for their offensive line, where they went out and made aggressive moves. You know, they paid Dahlman the highest paid center. They went out and got Joe Tooney. Like, if they had made moves like that, then that probably pushes them up. They're second right now in the division. Okay, the part QB. This had to be a Jacksonville person that made this graphic or that generated it. The Texans QB room is second in the division behind the Jacksonville Jaguars right now on this graphic. Stop it already. Stop it. CJ Stroud behind Trevor Lawrence on this graphic. I will not tolerate that.
Somebody succumbed to the magical showmanship of the Magnificent
Of the old Maggie G. Yeah. The old,
right.
Yeah.
They forget that, wait a second, the Jaguars have actually done impressive things to help Trevor Lawrence in each of the last 3 years.
Yes.
They signed Christian Kirk 3 years ago.
Yep.
Christian Kirk came in and had a career year. He had over 1,100 yards receiving. The next year, they go out and they get Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
So maybe Calvin Ridley's the guy. Nope. Okay. Then they bring in Brian Thomas, and Brian Thomas did really, really well as a rookie. It's not like they haven't helped out Trevor Lawrence.
No, no.
But now because they draft Travis Hunter, this is the deal. Now this is when you see the true Trevor Lawrence. And with Liam Cohen calling the shots, it's all going to be different. Come on.
Second in running back room, you know, Joe Mixon versus Jonathan Taylor. The Colts are first. I can live with that. Second wide receiver room behind the Jags. I guess I can live with that because the Texans are relying quite a bit on a couple of rookies and somebody the Jags got rid of to boost the Nico Collins-led room. Like, Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter is probably going to be really, really good. Tight end, whatever. The Dalton Schultz is – the Texans are second in the tight end room, says more about the rest of the division than it does about the Texans. Defense is what gets me excited. Best cornerback room, best safety room, best linebacker room in the division, and coaching, they're the best as well in the division. The only place along the defense or with coaching where they fall short is with D-line, which would, by the way, include Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, two of the best defensive ends in football. This, again, has the Jags with the best defensive line group in the division.
Yeah. Yeah, this is propaganda.
This is Jacksonville propaganda, yes.
Realistically, though, I'm trying to just see, like, I'm trying to be objective here. How much of a homer am I being? I think that C.J. Stroud, by and large, has still shown way more of an ability to be a genuinely veteran NFL quarterback than Trevor Lawrence
100%,
has. Trevor Lawrence has had some nice stretches and some nice runs. For whatever it's worth, though, I mean, Trevor Lawrence did grade out better in various things like QBR than C.J. Stroud did last year. So I'm not going to get overly PO'd about that, but I think that in being able to actually play NFL quarterback, C.J. Stroud is already way more advanced than Trevor Lawrence when it comes to the mental side of the game, when it comes to some of the higher level stuff. It's just you can only do so much to overcome your environment and your youth. So I think if you polled a lot of people around the league, they would still feel that way. There's way more upside still with C.J. Stroud than
yes.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, if you Twitter polled that thing of all the 32 teams, C.J. runs away with that, I think.
Yeah, not one of our Twitter polls where 90% of our followers
Texans fans. Right. An unbiased Twitter poll.
Yeah.
The most fun room on this team is probably going to be the defensive backs room, especially with the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Kay Adams, Nick Caserio was on with Kay Adams yesterday. And talked about that, said the defensive back room could be a good reality show.
Your DB room is so fun. Like, if I could have a camera in that room or just, I just think it's so great.
That would be a great reality show in and of itself. I mean, it would be incredible. A lot of personality, a lot of juice, a lot of back and forth, a lot of good natured fun, going to bring out the best in one another and going to bring out the best on the other side of the ball. But I mean, you're talking about guys like Lassiter, Petrie, CJ, You know, Kalen Bullock, I mean, Sting probably says the least amount of all that group, but really? He kind of lets his, oh, Sting doesn't talk. So it's not his personality. He lets his play do the talking. So, but there's a lot of juice in that room, and you see it on the field. You see that energy, you see that emotion, which is how we want to play, which kind of reps our style, and which is what D'Amico wants to have on that side of the ball.
This is why defensive back rooms are typically the most entertaining position group in football, or maybe in all of sports. Mm-hmm. It's because of that combined, that rare thing that you have to have where you have genuine confidence, where you not only believe that you're the best guy out there, but also you are, no matter how good you are at various times, exposed on a grand stage screwing up.
Yeah.
And so you have to have genuine confidence to the point where you really blow it on a play.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter how good you are, you're going to get torched sometime or another, and you got to bounce back from it. So that extends over into them insulting each other. Yes. And that, like, they can take a burn. The defensive backs can take a sick verbal burn better than anybody else
thick
in the business.
Thick skin, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have incredibly thick skin. And mm-hmm. so because of that, they have a great ability to, A, you know, have each other's back, but B, also point out any little flaw you might have in your dentistry, your hygiene, your actual play on the field, whatever it might be. Yeah,
you can eat corn on the cob through a tennis racket. All right, dude, training camp is going to be so fun, man. Between the offensive line competition, which didn't exist last year, and this new. You know, they bringing guys like Gardner Johnson in where the trash talk is going to be at a premium. This is going to be
great.
No.
If you want to see really good competition between the defensive backs and the wide receivers, what you have to wish for first and foremost, honestly, is that the O-line is actually better.
Right.
Because last year, it was really, really hard at various times during training camp for CJ to even get a playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just way too much of – and then in training camp, it's annoying because – the quarterback can scramble, but nobody's allowed to touch him.
Yeah,
so
I hate
every
those
plays. Broken play, you're like, all right, it was a great play 7 seconds after the snap.
Yeah.
You know, it just, all right, yeah, great throw, but in real life, that throw, that pass attempt doesn't even occur.
Yeah, we like track the would have been sacks in those 11-on-11s, and there were a lot of them last year, you know?
And there were just too many times where Mario Edwards and Foley Fadakasi looked like large versions of Aaron Donald because they were in CJ's face 0.5 seconds after the snap.
Yep. Quick text here, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer. The UNC alum here even won ESPN's Fan of the Year contest with a buddy in either 2014 or 2015. I feel no better or worse about our odds this season either. Either going to be a dumpster fire or he still got it. Not expecting anything in between. This is the best point of this whole thing, Seth. That's the kind of risk profile a program like UNC should be shooting for, though. High variance. Yeah. Like, either go for it with Bell.
Bust,
it's
right.
This particular texter sounds like he ain't going 6-6 or 7-5.
I very much am approve of UNC. Even the way everything is folded on the PR side of things right now, I very much approve of them going after Belichick. Mm-hmm. That's because especially in college football where, oh, okay, USC, yeah, just go ahead and poach Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Oh, All right. I mean, look at the Aggies. You know, hey, yeah, go ahead and poach. It just, you don't know which college coach is going to work out no matter what they've done in college. Yeah. It's the same reason I thought it was a good move for the Jaguars to take a flyer on Urban Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, it's just a huge X factor. You just don't know. But it's either going to be boom or bust.
Yep.
And with Belichick, they still haven't played any football games yet. We don't know how it's going to play out on the football field. I think it was a really smart move by UNC.
Yep.
And in this day of NIL and transfer portal and everything else, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing that there's all this non-football PR around them. It's putting UNC's name out there a lot more in the media at large and on social media than they ever were before.
The biggest thing from last night that gives me confidence for Game 6 on Friday, Friday night, 8 o'clock for the Rockets and the Warriors. We'll have that. We'll talk about that game. It was a big night last night for the Rockets. We'll do that coming up next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.